Okay, welcome to yet another episode of the First X Minutes podcast. I'm your host, Britton Vidaramola, and you'll find more podcast content on Twitter at One for the Goals. That's ONEFORTHEGOALS. Earlier this morning, I joined a Twitter spaces session where we spoke about in depth about African football, and we spoke about the fans, and we spoke about the football that's been played on the pitch, and we spoke about the interest of fans across the continent about what exactly is going on in terms of football on the continent. A day before that, which was Friday, I had the opportunity to feature one of Africa's top football sports journalists, I should say, Osha Komogisha, and we spoke about Morocco suspending the under-20 African Cup of Nations tournament, despite the fact that some teams had already landed there a week before. And she told me about how some contingents, that's the players of some teams, how they had to skip their exams in order for them to be a part of that tournament, only for them to realize that the tournament will not hold. And from all of that, I just thought I should share this thought that is running inside of my head with you. In the Twitter Spaces session I had earlier today, which is a Saturday, a question was asked about whether Africans are ready for to consume African football content of African football, or African football content, whether free consumption or paid consumption, because I spoke about how difficult it is for me to watch a CAF Champions League game as compared to a readily available La Liga or English Premier League game. And we went back and forth, and then I was asked the question about whether fans are ready. On the grand scheme of things, I would translate this into a normal product. The football, African football, is a normal product. The fans are the consumers. Who determines quality is almost always going to be the customer or the consumers. They determine what they like. That is why at some point in time, the Serie A was the yardstick of quality football in Europe. And that was why it had more TV ratings than even the almighty Premier League. Now, did not start from being the almighty Premier League. The almighty Premier League was at the back at some point in the 90s, in the early 2000s. These Italian sides dominated the football scape. These Italian sides, we had all Italian Champions League finals. Even in 2003, I think that was AC Milan versus Juventus. Players, big players, wanted to go to all the sides because of the money, because of the competitiveness of the competition of the league, and because of how big a brand they thought the league was then. Well, the Premier League came in for a while, and then we had the Champions League final between Chelsea and Manchester United. I'm not using the Champions League final as a yardstick, but if you agree with me, we progressed from the Serie A, and then we went to the English Premier League, and then Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho came in, and then they took the La Liga, and then Ronaldo, and then Messi took the La Liga, and then they took it to the pinnacle at some point in time, and then Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid featured in Champions League final, and then Real Madrid won it 3 times, and then Barcelona also sandwiched somewhere in between, were winners of the UEFA Champions League, and then now it's definitely a bigger battle between the La Liga and then the Premier League, of course, in terms of TV rights. And money being made from media, of course, it has to be the Premier League. Of course, there's the La Liga, there's the German Bundesliga somewhere in the mix. Of course, the Italian Serie A not doing by itself. And you look at all of that, these things are readily available to us. That's the product. The product they're selling is the fun. The product they're selling is the players. The product they're selling is the story. If you look at African football, even the Champions League football is not being sold to the average African football fan as a story. It's not being sold. There's no continuity. There's always huge breaks in between. I'm not talking about the football, but I'm talking about the pushing of the brand. Are consumers ready for such inconsistencies? Maybe not so, and maybe that is the reason why we are not readily following the football on the continent, even the local leagues in your country. If you're an African and you're listening to this, I'm a Nigerian. Even the local leagues, there can be some inconsistencies sometimes that just puts you off and makes you wonder, it's not even worth all the hassle at the end of the day. However, you have to think of it from this perspective. African football and the organizers should stop thinking like as if they are in the late 80s and the early 90s. We're in the era of social media. Social media is now the code name for the internet. If it is not out there, the visibility will be zero. If it is not out there, if your business does not have an online presence, like the major guys in marketing will say, it's almost always not going to succeed. Except probably your field of fan base, or probably you're probably very popular. I'm just going to be in your lookout area. If you're looking for a fan base, an audience that transcends your immediate area into, say, your state, into your country, and a global audience, which I think should be the goal of every football club, I think that visibility, online visibility, increased online visibility is the way to go. Are fans ready for African football content? We cannot necessarily gauge whether they're ready or not until we test the waters by letting African clubs and African football organizers push content in their faces as readily as possible. I have to say this, African football clubs, only a few are doing so well as regards curating, as regards telling a story, as regards carrying their followers on the journey, especially on social media. Some are outright lazy, whether it's the club that is lazy, whether it's the media officers that are lazy, I'm not sure. But laziness seems to be a very, very big stumbling block for this site, and it reduces how much visibility they get on social media. You look at the likes of even the German Bundesliga side, have you noticed that they already carved out their niche? They're not out to compete with the Premier League or compete with other leagues, nah. But then again, they are thriving on one thing, and that is sarcasm in the Champions League. When even during the COVID-19 break, I mean, some had a long thread. There was this German side that wanted to play a Champions League game, and they literally tagged all Premier League sides and asking them for their support and reminding them about awesome things that they did for them or something, or their players. So you'd see that it's football is a big niche. But then again, if sites keep thinking that they have to compete with the big giants in the industries, then we're not going to get anywhere as regards making African football appealing to the average Joe who's an African fan. Or, okay, Joe does not sound an African name, but you know what I mean. So it's basically it's about, let's put content out there and let the consumers, probably us that we already watch African football, or people who will just be converted, new converts, let them decide whether they like it or not. I saw the game between Zamalek and Esperance of Tunisia. I've seen a Yimba compete in the CAF Confederations Cup, and that's the two games where football played at a high level. I'm talking about high tactical level. It was glaring to see what was going on. It wasn't like as if the pitch was an eyesore. Everything was standard. I mean, the Zamalek game was played at night, and then the pitch was well lit. I mean, it's almost the same thing that were being served in other parts of the world. So, if I asked you whether you knew these games were played, probably the answer is probably going to be no. Why? Maybe because, in part, because you're probably not interested. But in part also because nobody even pushed it towards your timeline on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram or something. So if we want to know whether African football fans are really, really ready for African... Sorry, let me rephrase. If we want to know whether football fans are ready for African football content, I think the organizers, the clubs, and the players, those three people, they need to wake up, they need to step up their game as regards content creation, as regards content strategy, as regards content management, as regards content production, as regards content distribution. They have to step up their game if African football is going to get the visibility that is due its name, if African football is going to get the visibility that it does or it so does or does so require. African football is beautiful. I mean, you get a lot of it when you watch the Champions League. You get a lot of it when you watch the African Cup of Nations or the World Cup qualifiers. So there's no excuse. It's not as if we're not creating content. The content is being created at the pitch. But then again, if you're going to get eyeballs, which will, in the long run, lead to more money in your pocket. I'm talking about more money in the pocket of the clubs now, which most times is usually unaccounted for. But of course, let's just create a trend for this. So from visibility to more money in the pocket, which can then be invested in more channels that will increase visibility also. And then the cycle goes on and on and on. African football, when I say African football now, I mean, I'm talking about specific leagues, and I'm also talking about the CAF Champions League, and I'm also talking about the CAF Super Cup, and I'm also talking about the CAF Confederations Cup and the likes, and the African Cup of Nations also. Is the average football fan ready to consume, whether paid or free, African football content? I think the question does not lie with the consumer. The answer to that question, I beg your pardon, does not lie with the consumer. It lies with the producer. What are the clubs doing? What are the organizing committees around the continent doing? And what are the players themselves doing to ensure that they not just only push their brand, but they also increase the visibility of the football that is being played on the continent? I think those three factors are the key factors that have to, they have to up their game. And they have to do better than they are currently doing. Maybe they need education. Maybe they need enlightenment on how things work in the 21st, if not the 22nd century. I dare say things have moved fast, lightning fast for the matter. A lot of stuff happens on the pitch, yes. But the football is maintained and sustained until the next game day online on social media. And they need to become huge major players on this platform if they are going to get a fair share of the large chunk of market that is available for them to dig in and make some money from. What do you think about African football? What do you think about fans being ready to consume content, African football content, whether free or paid? You can leave me a comment. Leave us a comment on Twitter at One for the Goals. That's ONEFORTHEGOALS. Yeah, away from African football. Drama at the Etihad, Leeds taking the lead, and pun not intended, Man City equalizes, Ferran Torres, there's a red card somewhere in between, and of course Leeds, Dallas, I didn't watch the game, I'm just getting notifications on my phone, Dallas hands Pep Guardiola a very 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 rare defeat. This will wrap it up on this episode of the podcast, whatever you're going to be doing in the days ahead. I hope it's profitable. I hope you stay safe, and I hope you make the most of your time. Catch you next episode of the podcast. Cheers. Bye for now.